We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishnah Mecham Yaakov b'Pidchos Eliyahu and Tamura Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph Yesh b'Korbanos Hayachid Ma She'en b'Korbanos HaTzibur. We'll see there are halachos that apply to individual korbanos which do not apply to communal korbanos. Yesh b'Korbanos HaTzibur Ma She'en b'Korbanos Hayachid. And there are halachos that apply to communal korbanos that don't apply to individual korbanos. And the Mishnah explains Sher Korbanos Hayachid Osin Tamura. For example, the korbanos that related to our mesecta, of course, the korbanos, individual korbanos, osin tamura can affect tamura, the exchange of the kedusha. The korbanos tzibur einam osin tamura. We already mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. You have korbanos tzibur. We have a korban musaf, let's say, of Shabbos. So that was designated to the Beis Hamikdash as kadosh. If you now take a chulin animal and try to transfer the kedusha from that korban musaf to the chulin animal does not become kadosh, because korbanos tzibur and korbanos of shutfim as well do not make tamura. We mention that based on the v'lo yamir oso, it has to be an individual. Rabbi Shimon spoke about the kol davar shebichlal, as we had in the hekesh, which he had in the previous Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says here, korbanos hayachid nohagin bazacharim uvanekevos, v'korbanos hatzibur eino nohagin ela bazacharim. Another difference between korbanos hayachid and korbanos tzibur, that korbanos yachid apply both to males and to females, which means the animals that we're using can be males and can be females. Now, that's not true with all korbanos yachid. So, for example, an ola and an asham, which are, when brought by an individual, those are always males. But a chatas and a shlamim, so of a yachid, they could be males or females. But for korbanos tzibur, einu nohagim ela bazacharim. All korbanos tzibur that we have are all males. Then another difference, korbanos hayachid chayovin ba'achrayusan uva'achrayus niskehem. We'll just say the other half in a second. V'korbanos hatzibur einan chayovin lo ba'achrayusan v'lo ba'achrayus niskehem. So what does this mean? What does it mean to be chayov ba'achrayus? Chayov ba'achrayus means there's an obligation to replace it. You have to take responsibility for it. So when it comes to korbanos hayachid, let's say that has a fixed time, which we'll speak about. So the halachos that when it comes to the korban hayachid, there's an obligation now to replace it, the chayiv ba'achrayus, if you didn't bring them in the proper time. So let's say you have a woman gave birth, she has to bring an ola, a korban or a mitzora has to bring korbanos. So they have to bring these korbanos specifically on the eighth day of their purification. So that's a korban yachid, it's an individual korban, but it has a kavu azman, it has a set time. So if they don't bring them on the eighth day, they chayv to bring them after the eighth day. So they're the chayv ba'achrayus. Korbanos hayachid that have a fixed time. Obviously, if they don't have a fixed time, of course you have to bring them. But if they have a fixed time, the time has elapsed, so you still have to bring them. And uva'achrayus niskehem. The nesech, we mentioned this in the past, nesech, we speak about niskehem, that's a reference to the mincha, to the flour offering, and the wine that's poured down the mizbech that are brought along with a korban. So since there's a chiyuv achrayus, there is an obligation to replace, to take responsibility. And it doesn't have to be replaced. It means that I have to, if it's lost. But the point is here is that the time has passed, I still have to bring it when it comes to a korban yachid. That would be true when it comes to the nesach as well. If the korbanos have the mincha and the yayin that come along with them, those have to be brought as well, even though the time has passed. But the korbanos hatzibur, but korbanos tzibur that have a fixed time, korbanos yachid that have a fixed time, yichai bachrais. The korbanos tzibur that have a fixed time, like a korban atamid of every day, the korban musaf Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, einan chayavim lo bachrayusan v'lo bachrayus niskeim. If the time is passed, Shabbos is passed, they haven't brought the musaf, so batel korbanam, you don't have avar zmano, batel korbanam. That's based on the pasuk, eile moadeh Hashem, asher this is the parsha of Musaf, of the Musafim in Vayikra Chav Gimel, in Parsha Samor, Lahakriv Yishel Hashem, Ola Umincha Zevach Rusachim, Devar Yom Biyomo. What's Devar Yom Biyomo? Comes to teach you, if the day has passed and you didn't bring them, you don't have to bring one in its place. You lost out on it. And v'lo ba'achrayis niskeim. The nesach that's brought along, the wine, the mincha that's brought along with these karbanos, the same way you don't have to replace, you don't have to bring the karbanos hatzibur if the time has passed, you don't have to bring the nesach as well based on that pasuk. Aval achayovim ba'achrayis niskehem mishakarav hazevach. So this is referring to where you did bring the carbon seed with the communal offering in the proper time. You brought the musaf. You brought the carbon atamin in the proper time. But you didn't bring the nesachim along with them. So then you are chayav achrayis. That's what the Mishnah means. Aval chayovim ba'achrayis niskehem misha karav ha-zevach. If you brought the zevach on time, the karban on time, but you didn't bring the nesachim along, so that you can bring the nesachim even after many days, the nesachim can be brought. Then the Mishnah concludes, yesh b'karbanos ha-tzibur ma she'ein b'karbanos ha-yachad. But there are halachos the other way as well. The karbanos ha-tzibur have certain halachos that don't apply to karbanos ha-yachad, and that is she'karbanos ha-tzibur dochin es ha-shabes es ha-toma. Karbanos Hatzibur, the communal offerings, Karban Atamid, Karban Musaf. So you bring them, even though you're doing malachim, you're shechting them, you're burning, these are all malachos, but they're allowed to be done on Shabbos. And even they're not only Doche Shabbos, they're Doche Tumah. If the Kohanim are Tumah, Tumas Meis, you can bring these communal offerings as well. The Karbanos Hayachid, though, ain't on Doche, lo es HaShabbos, lo es HaTumah. Individual Karbanos, so even if they're Kavu Azman, they don't push aside the Shabbos, and they don't push aside tumah. Someone said the person's tumah, so you cannot bring them. And if it's Shabbos, you can't bring them. Amar Rabbi Meir, v'halo chavite kohen gadol upar yom hakipurim korban yochid v'dochen es haShabbos haTumah. It says, Rabbi Meir, hold on, there is an exception to that rule. I'll show you that there's a korban of individual, which in fact it's a korban yachid, and yet it pushes aside Shabbos and pushes aside Tumah. What's that? I have the Chavite Kohen Gadol upar Yom HaKippurim. The Chavite Kohen Gadol was the Minchas Chavitin. We discussed this in Maseches Menachos. The Kohen Gadol brought every day. Asir Seifa Soles, 10th of an Eifa of Soles, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That was the Chavitin. Of course, it was done al machavas b'shemen, with oil on a machavas, on a pan, and that was brought on. That was Doche Shabbos that you brought on Shabbos also, even though it was only the Kohen Gadol's carbon, his individual carbon, and Par Yom Kippur, the power of the Kohen Gadol that he beats on Yom Kippur. That was an individual carbon for atonement for himself. And those are Karbanos Yachid and the Doche Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Meir questions this rule, that Karbanos HaTzibur has a halacha, the Karbanos HaYachid do not. And that is that what? Karbanos HaTzibur communal offerings, a Doche Shabbos and Tumah, or Chavite Kohen Gadol, and Par Yom Kippur are individual Karbanos, Karbanos of an individual, and they are Doche Shabbos and Tumah. Ella, therefore Rabbi Meir says, let me tell you the general rule. The old Karbanos Shezmanam Kavua, anytime you have a carbon, it's not yachid versus tzibur. Rather, it's zmanon kavua versus einam zmanon kavua. All karbanos whose man is kavua, even karbanos yachid, will be doche Shabbos and tumah, and that includes the par yom kippur and chavite kohen gadol, because those are, although they may not be communal, nonetheless they have zman kavua. But karbanos that don't have zman kavua, even if they're a carbon tzibur, take for example, the par helem dover shel tzibur, most of the people followed an erroneous psak, a ruling of the Sanhedrin, which we mentioned in Maseches Horios. You have to bring this special par, or the seir of Avodah Zarah. These are carbon of tzibur, but they're not doche Shabbos and tumah. Why not? Because they are not, zmanam kavua, they don't have a fixed time. Now, although this looks like a machlokes, that Rabbi Meir says, oh, what do you mean, Tanakama, this Par Yom Kippur and Chavite Kohen Gadol, those are individual karbanos, karban yachid, yet they are doche Shabbos and tumah, that almost implies that the Tanakama holds that they would not be doche Shabbos and not be doche tumah because they're individual karbanos. The Tosfos Yontif points out that it seems that everyone agrees, even the Tanakama would agree, although Rabbi Meir was a little bit more careful with how he described the difference between a karbanos tzibur, a karbanos yachid, and said it's really not about tzibur versus yachid, it's really about zman kavua, not zman kavua. There's no doubt that Tanakama would agree with this halacha. Everyone has to agree that the chavite kohen gadol, the par yom kippur, despite the fact that they're karbanos yachid, nonetheless, they're going to be doche Shabbos and tumah. Happens to be, though, Tanakama understood that since most Karbanos Tzibur are Doche, Shabbos, and Tumah, or all Karbanos Tzibur, or most of them, and most Karbanos Yachid are not Doche, Shabbos, and Tumah, so therefore, that would be a difference between them. But if you want to be precise, there are a couple of Karbanos Tzibur that are not Doche, Shabbos, which we said, Parahelim Levashel Tzibur, and Tzir Avodazor, because they're not a Kavuas Man, and you have a couple of Karbanos Yachid, which are Doche, Shabbos in Tuma, which of course is the Par Yom Kippur and the Chafite Kohen Gadol. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, by way of introduction, this was mentioned earlier in Masechet Zvachim in the 8th Perek, there are 5 chatos, 5 sin offerings, which cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, and we'll see the reasons why. They're Asr Bahana, and the Halacha is, unfortunately, what we have no choice, but is to close them up in a barn, prevent them from eating, and they have to die from starvation. These are known as the Chatos HaMesos. It's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's our tradition from Moshe Mi-Sinai that these 5 sin offerings have to die. We have no choice. And a way to remember the 5 of them is Vitimna Ha'isa Pilegesh. That's a pasuk. Vitimna, a phrase in the Chumash, in Sefer Bereishis. Vitimna, Vav Tav, Mem Nun Ayin. What are these? So the first is the Vav is Vlad Chatos. The offspring of a Karban Chatos, nothing you can do about it. You can't bring it as a Karban. You can't wait till it has a mum. Halach is that you and then you can't exchange it for something else. Can't redeem it. So therefore, it has to die. No, next is the Tav. The Timna, Tav. Timuras Chatos, which is why this is here. Which is, you had a Karban Chatos, there was Kadosh, and then you transferred the Kedusha, not really transferred, as we know, the Kedusha now went out to Uchul, an animal, the Chatos remains Kadosh. That Timuras Chatos, what has to is Chatos HaMesos, Asu Bahana, and you have to close it up until it dies. Then is Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha, that's the Mem, where the owner set aside a carbon Chatos, but then the owner died. So it doesn't have an owner anymore. Number 4 is Chatos Sheniskapru Ba'aleha Ba'acheret. That's the Nun. Niskapru. There was atonement for the owner with another sin offering. What happened? He set aside, he designated this Karban Chatos, the first one. It was lost. And then he was makriv another one in its place. Didn't think he was going to find it. And then the first one was found. So that's a case of Chatos Sheniskapru Ba'aleha Ba'acheret. He received atonement through another Karban already. Now you found this. What do you have to do with it? Chatas, unfortunately, has to die. And the last one, the ayin, is the chatas of Rosh Shanasa. When you have a sheep or a goat, which was brought as a chatas, a male, kifsa or seira, a female, that's brought as a chatas, it's only kosher within the first year of life. So if a person, let's say, set aside a korban chatas, a kifsa or a seira, within its first year, and didn't get a chance to bring it, and now the year has elapsed, so, and he had to bring another Karban Chatos. That first one, which is past its year but was designated as a Chatos, has to die. So these, the Tanoim in our Mishnah, why do we need that introduction? So Tanoim and Tanoim are going to discuss whether this halacha applies to a Chatos Tzibur as well. Chatos Yachid, yes. Chatos Tzibur is a debate in the Mishnah. Now, the first 3 on the list, the Vlad Chatos, the offspring of a Chatos, the Timuras Chatos, and the Chatos She'em Mesu Baleh, where the owner died, that wouldn't exist when it comes to a Chatos Shel Tzibur. Why would that be? Well, Karbanos Tzibur are only males, and therefore you wouldn't have an offspring, of course, of a Karban Chatos Tzibur, because it's only from a female. And Karbanos Tzibur are only males. Number 2, they wouldn't make Temura, and we've learned already in the previous Mishnah, that they're a Chatos Tzibur, a Karbanos Tzibur, don't make Temura, cannot affect Temura. And you wouldn't have a Chatos that, of that Shemesu Ba'aleh, that the owner of that Karban Chatos, the owner of the one who designated the Karban Chatos died, because Ein Tzibur Mesim, because the Tzibur of the community doesn't die. So therefore, the Machlokes of the Mishnah is only with respect to the last 2 Chatos HaMesos on the list, the Chatos where Niskapu Ba'aleh Ba'acheres, where the owner received atonement through another Karban, because he lost the first one, or a Chatos She'avah Shenasa, where the Chatos passed its first year, and that one has to die. Would that apply to a Karban Chatos of a Tzibur as well? So the Mishnah begins, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chatos HaYachad She'kipru Ba'aleh Mesa. So this we know, a Chatos of an individual where the owner received atonement through another one, because let's say you lost the first one, and then finally you found it after you already got atonement from another one. Mesa, that has to die, you close it up, and it dies because of starvation. Vishel Tzibur says the Tanakama Eina Mesa. Come to that of a Tzibur, it does not die. So what do? Let it graze. We've had this in the past. Let it graze till it develops a mum. Then you can sell it, and then you can use the money for an adava, for a carbon adava. Because halacha of chatos hamesos, that's halacha Mishu Sinai, was only with respect to a chatos yachid, not a chatos tzibur. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamos, even a chatos of the tzibur, where the owner received kapara through another one, halacha is that has to die like a chatos yachid. Because Rabbi Yehuda believes the halacha of chatos hamesos, halacha Mishu Sinai, applies not only to yechidim, but even to a chatos of a tzibur. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Mamotzinu bivlad chatas uvismuras chatas uvachatas shemesu ba'aleha. So we really explained this already. What do you find when it comes to a vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shemesu ba'aleha? What do we say? None of those three could apply to a chatas, to a carbon chatas of a tzibur. And we said a chatas tzibur is a male, so it wouldn't have a vlad. Tmura doesn't apply, and chatas whose owner die doesn't apply because the community doesn't die. So says Rabbi Shimon, if it's true when it comes to three out of the five chatos amesos, it cannot apply to the tzibur. Biyachid devarim amurim avalobit tzibur. They only apply to your yachid and couldn't apply to a tzibur. So therefore, the same thing should be true, says Rabbi Shimon, in support of the Tanakama regarding the other two. Af shekipru habaylim shavashanasa. The same thing should be true. If it comes to the chatas of where the owner received atonement through another one, or the year has elapsed, that also the halacha should apply. Biyachid devarim amurim should apply only to the individual avalo betzibur, but not betzibur. Even though it's true, it's possible that such a situation could occur where you could have carbon tzibur chatas or kipru baleha and avar shenasa. Those two situations could arise, but since the other three could not, says Rabbi Shimon in the support of the Tanakama, that in fact none of the halachos would apply. Chatas hayachid has those halachos, but a chatas hatzibur does not. Now Rabbi Shimon seems to be very logical. He says, Mamotzinu, just like we find the vlad chatas, tmuras chatas meishu baleha, that applies to a yachid, not betzibur. So the other two also only apply biyachid. But in fact, the Gemara says it's not true. And after Zayin, the Gemara says, this is not the logical argument at all. It's really based on how halacha Mishu Sinai was transmitted. When Moshe died, the Gemara says that 3,000 halachos were forgotten, were not clear. And this was one of these halachos about chatas shemesu ba'aleha. So they didn't remember whether halacha Mishu Sinai applied to all the chatos, all chatos, including tzibur, or only the yachid. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that no, this in fact is the tradition. It must have been only regarding yachid and not karbonos tzibur.